Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simmons. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to third. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Wiggins moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 0 in the game. Boston hits a line drive towards right. Simmons catches it and throws to first to double up Hewlett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson bunts for a double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Kinnunen now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk fields the ball and throws to Bannister covering. Safe. Lynn moves to second. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerhardt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Arnold now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards the mound. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisk. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Karkovice is hit by the pitch. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.